So I wanted to discuss an idea and a notion that actually does bring up problems in terms of how people set about building their brand through their website. Now, over the period of time, the thing that I'm thinking of is the distance and travel that the journey that we've travelled over this period of time. What's evident to me in some ways is that user interface and user experience has been gradually developed over a period of time, and I remember the times where HTML, CSS and individualized CMS systems were built, very unique and off-the-shelf products like the more common versions of today, like WordPress, things like that, were vaguely around and in some ways hidden, and a lot of people hadn't heard of these properties as much as you would hear about them today. And the idea of design being creative and to be visually stimulating and pleasing, all of that seems to be lost now. It's all about accessibility and having stripped down basic simple information, really nice navigation, the way that it that people use the device is the way that they want to use it. So the technology allows developers to design for the purpose of how the person would like to receive that information at the end. So it's more about the content structure and layout and being simple and easily navigated through and easily accessible. And these are the trends that are sort of emerged over the, I'd dare to say it was sooner than the last 5 years, but it does seem that these trends, where the new levels of CSS were, when you've got these new CSS code structures that have come out in CSS 5, I think things like that have helped in allowing accessibility across different mediums, but also the fact that we've been forced into it through our use of technology and different communications tools, everything from the rise of the smartphones right through to tablets, to phablets, to portable small notebooks and Chromecast. So all these different technology devices have also emerged and battled against the developing world. And now we're in an interesting area where it is all about user experience and usability. However, the current area in which it seems we're a pitchfork for, where I believe we're heading towards, is that we're actually looking at, well, if we look at any website, you've currently got a smart website that holds really clever information and has blog data or blog articles, holds data within that. So websites nowadays are built in the way that they're seamless in their fashion. Social media is now built into it and they cater for our needs. If I'm reading a blog post about money, it will suggest another one that's similar on the same topic or with the same keywords as the one I'm reading. So there is an idea of the accessibility and the user interface being built towards a more person-centered approach to fit each individual's needs. And this is great. However, if you look at the actual template and the layout, what you would see is the structure is, although the developing world, although people that develop websites would argue this is what it is and it's fine, there's nothing wrong with it. If anything, it's brilliant the way you can have a flexible and versatile layout that would then rejig itself into place so that it's playable and pliable to all different medias and platforms, and that does exist. However, I think the point being, there is still essentially only one way of looking at that site. The flexibility would allow the boxes to be rejigged, but essentially the layout is still the same. And I guess my point there is that I believe the future of user interface and design and the way we access various websites and apps potentially will need more layouts. I think we would in future need several different templates, not just the two that or three that we experience today. The two or three templates that we do experience today are the very simple homepage, the very simple blog, and all of the other pages on the website have the same style. So the formula, the framework and structure to a website only has two or three page structures. And I think the more that people get immersed into digital technology, and the more we look at these trends about smarter cities, the more people would need to be, the technology in websites needs to be smarter, so the more there is a need for being able to target people individually. And when we then begin to target them individually, we're already stood at the door of their device, whether it's a smartphone or a tablet. We're stood at that door looking at how they might use it and how they've derived at this particular article, and if it's of any relevance, but why is it of relevance to that person? And through aggregating that information that's already predefined, it potentially in the next few years, what we would see is not just a generic three-form template platform for a website, but several, because people that click on Twitter would only like to see the text. We do not need to see the banner. We actually don't care. We just want to click on the link to see the picture or the text that's there. But in order to increase the actual clicks and click rate that goes through that Twitter link, in using Twitter as an example, the Twitter link would need to not be of another website. It would need to be our own brand. But our brand currently exists in this fashion of three templates. So in order to allow people on Twitter to access our website, but with even more ease, there will be now a Twitter template that would be introduced. So the social media streams would now have their own template that websites would then be using. So if you were to look at that page, it would just look odd and strange if it was on a desktop. But obviously that would be retranslated because the computer would know that you're on a desktop. So there are these funny little idiosyncrasies of our day-to-day and how we use technology that I believe are leading us to a more complex digital environment. And ultimately, for everyday users that aren't into the stuff that I'm into and keeping up to date with technology and knowing about how to build websites, most of the world won't care about this stuff, but they will see these new trends and see it in a way where they would see, oh, I've got this here, and this is this piece of information. They would click through and they would just naturally, seamlessly work through the content. So that's my vision for the future, really. Let's move away from, I don't really want to move away, but it is seems like a gradual progression into what would seem an even more person-centered and an even more website-driven sort of development of the template and structure according to their people's needs, depending on what platform they're into. It'd be interesting to know if there are any developers out there listening to this, or anyone that does do design work in this area that would agree and support me on this. Or alternatively, if you disagree, that'd be really interesting too, because I think I've got a great, valuable point. I hate the way that Twitter and Facebook links me through to something that I don't want to see in that way. I just want to see the content. So Viva, several templates on variable websites.